Welcome to In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Zach Eulin on the 1-2 Counts on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. On today's program, we're talking with Trevor Congable, industrial arts teacher at Winfield Mount Union Schools, about the new toolkits that the district acquired from Harbor Freight.
Yeah, it was a really neat opportunity. Harbor Freight every year does a giveaway where they have a process where they give, I think it's usually around 50 teachers a year, $100,000 each in tools. One of the area schools, Wapello, Bill Dunham won that last year. And so this year with the COVID and the shutdowns, Harbor Freight said that they were going to give toolkits to those schools and that those schools could pick one other teacher to give it to. So Bill Dunham, he chose myself at Winfield. We have a pretty good working relationship. We go to meetings together and we bounce ideas off each other. And so it was a awesome opportunity for Winfield to be chosen by Bill to get the toolkits as well.
And with these toolkits, how many are there? What comes in it and what can you guys use it for?
The toolkits will be different for the different classes. And so each teacher that was awarded this was given the opportunity to say how many students they had in all their classes. So Winfield is getting 70 toolkits, and they're broken up into a carpentry kit, a woodworking kit, and then a welding kit. So the welding kit obviously won't have a welder in it, but it'll be more of like a fabrication kit and a layout kit, so where some sheet metal work can be done. Carpentry kit will be more like a building type kit where you'll have a speed square and a hammer and pliers and screwdriver, stuff like that. And then the woodworking kit will be similar to the carpentry kit, only it will have a miter box. It's actually a plastic box that has slots in it so you can cut different miters with the back saw that's provided.
And how do you plan to make use of these, and when do you plan to receive them?
Well, we actually just received them and we put them together, and they'll be used if we go into another lockdown. But in the time being, we have a couple students that have been out of class because they've either been quarantined or they had a family member that's quarantined and they had to stay home too. So I'm in the process of putting lessons together so students can utilize those tools. That's the really time-consuming process in this, is putting lessons together for those specific tools.
Now, what does a not on site, for lack of a better term, lesson look like that you're putting together for a student like that, or that when people are home that you might use these toolkits for? What kind of assignments can you give them?
One example would be like the carpentry kit. I would have a video that would explain the usage of a tool and then show how to do something specific. Like, for example, I might have them take the speed square and then use it to draw a 90-degree line across the 2x4 and then draw a specific pitch. So like a rafter where some roofs, they have a pitch for every inch that it goes in the horizontal, it'll go a certain number of inches in the vertical. So we'll say like a 412 pitch for every 12 inches or every foot it goes in the horizontal distance, it goes 4 inches in the vertical. I would explain that, and then I would have those students draw a 412 pitch rafter angle on that.
What's been your students' reactions to receiving this gift and then to some of these home lessons that you guys have been able to have to keep on pace?
The students are pretty excited. They think it's a really neat opportunity, really cool to unbox all the stuff and then package them up into the kits. It was a lot of them were really surprised that they were going to be able to take them home. Well, they haven't actually gone out to students yet. If anybody in the public is interested, I have a YouTube channel where I put all of my lessons that I want students to follow, and then it has some other stuff too, and not every single lesson's on there. It's a long process to make the videos, but the YouTube channel is called Mr. Congable, K-O-N-G-A-B-L-E, and if people are interested to what happens in industrial technology class, or if they're just curious to see the kits, they can go there and watch some of the videos.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Trevor Congable, industrial arts teacher at Winfield Mount Union Schools, talking with us today about new toolkits that the district acquired from Harbor Freight. You can find this interview online at kciiradio.com. I'm Zach Ulin with KCII News.